Mardell has joined us, and it says the Hangout is live. Hi, everybody. How are you? Okay, so this is Vance Stevens. I'm in a mystery location today, and we're all actually in mystery locations. Let's see. So we're, and the reason we're in mystery locations is because we're talking with Maria Calusa today about mystery locations and how you can use them to in your ESL classes and EFL classes. So anyway,
okay.
This is, well, hang on, it's the 31st of May. I didn't mention that. 31st of May, 2015. And this is Maria. And I'll just say who we've got here. We've got Lin Lin in one quarter, Mardell in, next to Lin Lin, and Robert from a mysterious location, Sebastian, also from a mysterious location, and of course, Maria. How are you today, Maria?
I'm fine. Thank you all for being here. Thank you, Vance, for having me. And why I'm here in the first place, because I want to share with you the joys and all the fun that I had while mystery Skyping with students from all over the world. So we are going to practice this technique with you today. I'm going to be the mystery person for Robert here, who doesn't know where I am. And I also need you to help Robert in the chat with questions. So the only questions that Robert can ask me would be yes, no questions. Is that correct? And in order to guess my location, you can start by, are you in the Northern Hemisphere? Are you in the Southern Hemisphere? Eastern, Western Hemisphere? And you can also ask, is your country near, or does your country border such and such? Is that okay with you, Robert? You can unmute yourself, Robert.
Oh, yeah, so that, yeah, that actually, that was my first question, was whether, so I can speak. It doesn't have to be text.
No,
questions.
No, no. People can help you with the text chat.
But why are we using text? Because our audience won't be able to hear the text. So
Or
see it.
You can help Robert if you want with questions.
Okay. So I already put one question in the text chat, but I'll read it now. Are you in the Southern Hemisphere?
Yes, I am.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
is ask her if her country is near the South Pole.
Near what? Near the South Pole?
The South Pole.
Uh-huh. Okay. so I guess I'm the only one who's allowed to ask her directly, but
because the rest of the people know where I live. That's why.
Oh. In the usual game, although right now maybe everybody does, but maybe everybody doesn't, because you haven't told them since we've been together. Anyway, okay. So are you near the South Pole? I'll be a good player and follow the suggestion.
Well, I'm nearer than you, I guess. Yes, you can say so. Yes.
Okay.
Robert's thinking of his next question. I'll just say Beatrix joined us also. We're all in mystery locations today. Later we'll figure out where you are. But what we're doing now is Maria is in a mystery location to Robert, and he's trying to guess where she's from by asking questions. And could I ask also, as you're listening, if you're not speaking, can you mute your microphone so we don't get any echo of? And then, of course, you're welcome when you. No problem. Actually, no problem. That's just a protocol we follow here. And then, of course, when you want to speak, you're welcome to.
Okay.
You want to say something now? Mm-hmm.
Beatrix, do you know where I am? If Beatrix doesn't know where I am, she can also ask questions. Yes, no questions.
If you don't know where Maria is, you can ask her questions to try to help Robert figure out where...
We already know that I am in the Southern Hemisphere, that my country is near the Southern Pole. And what else?
Okay. I have another question.
Good.
Can I ask a question that I expect to be answered by no?
Yeah, it's okay. Because
I can do it this way. You are not between the Atlantic Ocean and the Indian Ocean. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. Complicated question, Maria.
Yes, it is. So then I'll say a positive question. Are you between the Atlantic and the Pacific Oceans? Is your country between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans?
Partly yes, and partly no.
Is your country in South America?
Yes, it is. But if you have a map, you can see that South America has several countries. Yes, and my country are either borders the Atlantic Ocean or the Pacific Ocean. You can ask me a yes, no question about that.
Does your country border the Pacific Ocean?
No, it doesn't.
That's what I thought.
Lin Lin is our mapper. Look at Lin Lin. She has the globe in her hand. So probably Lin Lin can point to, that's my continent. That's this, South America.
Name of your country begin with one of the first five letters of the alphabet?
Yes, it does. Oh, that's an interesting question. I've never been asked that question. I'm a very curious mystery person. How creative.
Does it begin with the first letter of the alphabet?
Yes, it does.
Does it have four syllables?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Is
the capital Buenos Aires?
Yes. So you really know.
It's fun to sort of go around the bush to get there.
Yes. Okay. But did you know or did you remember as we were having the conversation that I was from Argentina?
I thought that you might be, but I wasn't sure.
What do you and this question is for the whole group? What did you know about Argentina before you met me? Now you know someone from Argentina, but what does Argentina bring to your head? What's the connection that you have? You can say anything, and I'm talking to the audience right now.
Yeah, feel free to unmute your mics to talk.
I have a cousin who was born in Argentina.
Really? Wow.
Yes. American parents, but they were living in Argentina at the time.
Okay. And did you know anything about our country through your cousin? That it's such and such country or
no.
That the people are...
No. No.
Okay, well, no. Let me show you a little...
Yeah.
I'm going to show you a picture to see if this rings the bell.
Ah, of course. The tango.
Okay. Tango. People sometimes associate Argentina with tango. Yes. Although most students today, when you say Argentina, mention a person, a famous sports person. Do you know who he is? He plays football, and he's very famous. He plays in Spain, but he's from Argentina, and his name is Messi. Yes.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Maradona.
Maradona, yes. For people who are older, they say Maradona. But for instance, living students, and this is, you know, Lin-Lin students, Lin-Lin is here today with us, they immediately said Messi. And when they hear that Messi was born in my same province, they go crazy. Yes. Let me show you another thing about my country, which is something you probably have or you usually have in the morning. And you spread this on toast. Yes. This is something very sweet that you can spread on the toast in your breakfast, and it's called dulce de leche. These are the things that I show the students when I have mystery location calls. I sometimes also show them this. What do you think this is? It's something sweet. This thing the children take to school. No idea. Okay, I'm going to open this for you. It's something that children here in Argentina, they don't eat at school. They go for lunch, or they have lunch. Most of the students have lunch at home. But they take one of these to school. And it's dulce de leche, the thing I showed you, biscuit. It's a very sweet and very good thing to have. Lots of energy, lots of sugar. Yes. Okay. Well, why did I start mystery Skyping? Because people were interested in South America. And I teach one-on-one here at home. I have my studio. I have adults. But people, teachers from all over the world needed a mystery person. So I started collaborating with them. And each meeting I have, each session I have, leave me with a warm heart and with lots of good experiences. And these children have given me a lot of have made me a better person and a better teacher. As a result of these meetings that I have frequently with the students, and as a result of the questions that these children ask me, I started to appreciate what's out there in my country, in my community. What's in my breakfast, or what's in my community, what happens in my country too. I find myself taking pictures to share them with when these meetings happen. This presentation that I had in Artiso here in Buenos Aires, it was in order to enthuse more teachers with classes, because I don't have many classes. I have one adult at a time, and sometimes these meetings are only with me. And so I hope that in the future, more and more people start to mystery Skype with each other, but not only for the sake of doing this for one time, but for the sake of using this as an excuse to meet others around the world. This could be a great way to start a long-term friendship with classes all over the world. I have a presentation, Vance. I don't know if I can share this now, or I don't know how to do this.
Well, let's see. When I share a presentation, you can share
the link.
Yeah, you can share. Well, you can put the link there, and we could look at it there. Or you could also put it on your computer and share screen share in a window. Normally, when I do it, I have two computers, and then I put it up from the second computer. But you can get it up on your computer in your browser, and then you can share the browser window with us, and we can see it as you. But the only problem is.
I don't want to. I want to see you as I talk.
I know.
How is that possible? That's the presentation link.
Hang on a minute. Yes, I've got. You gave me the link.
Yes.
And yes. Okay. So now, if I get the link location and I put it in the browser window, I can share that window. And while I'm doing that, maybe should we have other people say who they are and why they're here, or do you want to use any more mystery locations from anybody who's in the room?
Well, I know the location of several of the people here, but we can play with Beatrix.
Okay.
This is the first time we've met, and I don't know where she is.
Well, this is actually the first time I joined, so that's how... I'm really happy that I got here because I was, you know, looking forward to have to get to the group, and I was not sure that I will be able to do it. And about time conversion and the zone, so I'm really happy I got here finally. I'm from.
Oh wait! Don't tell us.
Nice country. A beautiful country.
Okay. Okay, who wants to ask the first question? Lin-Lin?
Are you from the North Hemisphere?
Well, that's a very good question, but unfortunately I have to say no.
Oh, so you are from South Hemisphere?
Well, the answer I think might remain no again.
No.
Are you from an island?
Well, not an island.
Okay, is it an island? A small island?
It's not an island.
It's not an island. Are you in Europe?
Well, that's a very good guess.
Okay, classmates, go ahead, ask questions.
Okay, Mordell, maybe you are you're near and see. She's not in the northern or in the southern hemisphere. I wonder where she is, living in a line. The equator.
Do you live near Australia?
Australia?
Yes.
Well, I am wondering, have you come to this question? Because Australia and Europe, they are just sky miles away.
Not so, Lin-Lin, she's not from Australia.
No. So are you from South America?
I think that you were very close when you said Europe.
Oh.
Yeah.
Europe. A hint.
Europe. Is your country large?
Not very. As many of the European countries, my country is relatively a small country, I would say. Not easy to find on the map of Europe, especially if it's a globe. There are many small countries in Europe.
Is it near Austria?
Well, yes.
Oh, exactly. Okay. Is it a mountainous country?
I won't say that.
It's near Austria and it's not mountainous. Its capital is not Vaduz?
Say again?
No. Is its capital Vaduz?
Vaduz?
No, maybe I'm thinking another country.
Does your country border the sea?
Well, no. Unfortunately, no. The historical part of the country had a sea coast, but it was very long back in the 13th century, and now not any sea coast anymore.
Oh, okay. It's an interesting country.
Mm-hmm. Very.
Ukraine? Are you from Ukraine?
No, but that's very close to my country.
Oh, really?
And Ukraine is pretty big. I would say it's a very big country.
Mm-hmm. Is that republic?
It is, but it won't be included in the name, I think. But I'm not sure about that.
Is it a Balkan country?
No. No, actually, you were very close. When you said Ukraine, you said Austria. These are both bordering countries.
Okay, let's see. But
hello, are you from Slovakia?
Nope.
Are you from Hungary?
Yay! There you go. Yay!
Well done. Well done. But if, how can you say you're not in North of the
Hungary is a pretty country, you know. One of the university students from our Taipei city, it's a national university student. She went to Hungary, yeah, to be a, I think, exchange student, yeah, to experience the cultural and how students learn in primary school. That was fun, and we also Skyped with her.
Okay,
and there's there's a teacher Dongdi there, help us to know something about Hungary. Yes,
Dongdi. Yes, we have that teacher in the group. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Beatrix, for playing with us. Now we know where you're from. I will never forget that we've met someone from Hungary. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
I've got the slideshow.
That's the slideshow.
We can see your presentation if you want.
Yes. Thank you, Vance.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. How do I move the?
You'll have to tell me to move it.
Okay. Well. So,
Can I just say one other thing? That in order for people in the chat to see your slideshow, when you talk, your picture will come up on the screen and mine won't. In order for you to see the slideshow, if you want to follow it, you have to click on it where my icon is. If you click on that, it will put the slide presentation on the screen as my icon. If you want it to go away, you click on my icon again, and it will go back where it belongs, and you'll see Maria speak. I'm going to click on me to put it up there, but I don't think that's put it up for everybody, has it?
Good. Okay.
Well, I can see the photo, but not you. I can see the slide.
Yes. We will for a minute.
Yeah, okay. Just tell me what the...
From this picture, I wanted to show you that one of the questions that students asked me was, what color are the trees in your community? And this was the first time I started taking pictures of trees because of this question. And this is my personal card. When I go to any, you know, conference, I take this and I tell them, this is a picture of a tree in my city in the spring, and it's called a pink lapacho, which is a typical tree in my region. So I started to appreciate things, as I told you, from my country out of the questions I got from these meetings with kids around the world. Well, in the following slide, Vance, thank you. That's me. I'm from Argentina. the I usually have a flag of my country when I mystery Skype. I forgot to bring it here, but the colors are light blue and white. And well, some people call my country, or the Pope said that it's the end of the world. Yes, it's a country at the end of the world, the end of the map. And in the following picture, or in the following slide, I prepared a list of. Can you move the following, please, Vance?
Sorry, I was interrupting the chat.
Okay, I know.
We have some people in the chat, Wing.
Oh.
We have. Michael is there. I'm not sure which Michael. And we also, Michael Coughlin, I suppose. Oh, they've been there for some time. And David Wynette is there. How many people do we have in the Hangout right now? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I think it's full. I think the Hangout is full. So you don't leave if you don't want to. But if if somebody does leave, there will be space for David or Michael. But I suppose they're happy. Are you guys happy where you are, David and Michael? They're going to answer me in chat wing.
Okay.
Anyway, so I should go to the next slide?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the title, yes, Flattening Classrooms. And it's funny, when my son saw this picture, he says, hey, Mom, there's the colors of Argentina in that bridge, and it's light blue and white, which is very funny. We bring the colors of our flag everywhere we go. Yes. Okay. The next one, Vance.
Okay. There we go. 4:15.
So, in order to have a mystery call, you need to first get organized. Every time we have a session, we have to assign roles to each of our students so that we can get the most of the experience. So if someone is good at socializing, and as you can see the picture, thank you, Robert. that's the picture of my flag. Thank you. With the sun in the middle. Yes, that's the one. Thank you, Robert. Now you got it. Now you know more things about my country. So if you have this social guy or girl or boy, well, that could be the greeter, the person who introduces the classroom to the mystery person. Most of the times, they are very polite, and they say, hello, this is the third course in such and such school, and welcome to our class. Thank you for being here. They have these lines, and they are usually very polite, and they greet you, and you feel like home when they are there greeting you and welcoming you. And then we have the mappers, these kids who have, as Ling Ling had, the globe, or you can have, some of them have or they have the tablets, the Google Map or whatever, and they are the ones who look for you in the map. Another group of students can be the questioners, the people who formulate the questions. The questioner is the person who asks me or the mystery person the questions. And the note taker are the ones who formulate or write the questions, and they send the questions to the questioner. And of course, there should always be a recorder or a photographer, someone who has this material for later putting in a blog or sharing in a parents meeting or whatever. Because then this enthusiasm that they have, they should be recorded somehow. So there was usually two kids with a camera or with whatever it is that you have. I know that Mardell, my friend here, has a camera in the classroom, and the students can take pictures, right, of any moment of the class. I think that's a bright idea. Mardell, can you share with us your experience with the camera in the classroom? And maybe you can introduce yourself, too.
Hi, I'm a teacher who lives in the Northern Hemisphere.
you can say your location.
I teach mostly kindergarten, and so we when we're using Skype, I know how to do it with an Apple, and I think most people will know how to do it with a Windows as well. But if you just use Shift Apple 4, you can take a screenshot any size that you like, so regardless of what program you're in, because we usually use Skype for that. And because we're using the free version of Skype, I also got a version of recording for it as well, so that we could record the calls that we had. And that way we had kind of a record of what kids were working on.
What do you do with those with that material, Merida? Do you show these to your parents in meetings, or do you have a blog?
Yeah, and actually, with the project we were doing, we did more with young students, and so we were doing something called Skype Play, which was a little bit at the beginning would be the mystery Skype, but then it was more an opportunity for kids to just kind of look into other classrooms and take a peek and say, what are you doing, and have a conversation back and forth with kids their own age from different locations. And that's a project that we started up about 4 years ago or 3 years ago. Now, the last 2 years, I've not done much with it at all because my Skype abilities at my classroom have gotten significantly worse. But hopefully it's the kind of thing that's, I think that Mystery Skype allows people to get in and practice and try it and get good at it. And then they start to make those connections to one or two classrooms where they begin to develop a relationship, which I think is the power of your Mystery Skype.
It's great. And the fact that the students know that there's someone outside the classroom, I think that they perform better, they behave better, they are engaged, they are curious. And now that you're saying about Skype Play, we have a teacher in our group who plays mystery number Skype, which is, it can take, 15 minutes or 10 minutes in a class, and it's just a great engager, I don't know how to say, but it just gives me something different that students do in the classroom, that day. Well, in the following slide, Vance, please.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, can I also say, can I say that we have 9 places in the Hangout, so there is a 10th place available. If somebody in the chat wants to join us, this is a good time. And the next slide, that's number 5 of 15.
Okay. So there are some things previous to the chat that when we want to set up a meeting or look for partner classes, we need to do. The other class should know what age group your students are. So you have to mention when you post a request for a partner class or for somewhere out there that students are fifth graders or 10-year-old students are looking for. And then what's important and what's challenging, and I'm still learning, is the time, because time zones are kind of tricky, and you have to also mention this in your request that you are from Argentina, for example, in my case, and you need volunteers for, and you say the time in GMT. And there's a great ally that you can have here, and it's the World Time Buddy, is the one I use, but you can use the one you like. And any other detail that you need your partner class to know. Where do you post these requests? You can post this request according to where you feel more comfortable. You have different options. Vance, can you move to the next slide? Okay. So if you're a Skype person or you like, you use Skype a lot, there is a great site which is called Skype in the Classroom, where you can post a request with all the details I told you before, and there will sure be someone there who you can find as partner. Some teachers use Edmodo a lot. In Edmodo, there are a lot of communities where you can also join and post your request. Of course, there are Google communities. because I teach English, I have communities related to that. But if you are in primary school or in higher education or wherever, you can post your request in the community that best suits your interests, depending on your scenario. I don't know. And of course, Twitter. Twitter is fantastic for finding people to work with you. If you hashtag Mr. Skype or EFL or K12, you will surely find someone. And if not, you will find someone who will retweet your request. And that's great. I helped a lot of teachers who asked for volunteers on Twitter, and they were, and it was just very very practical, because we started following each other, and then it was a question of sending the messages through Twitter messages, and it was great. So that's how you find, in my opinion. Of course, there can be other ways, but those are the most you know, effective options, in my opinion. Yes, you can move the slide, Vance.
Yeah, I've done mute myself. As I'm moving the slide, Dave Wynette is in the chat wing and has asked, how does the initiating teacher locating willing teachers to play this game? And I suppose you just explained one way, Twitter and through your social networks.
Exactly.
In your own context, you are a freelance teacher, are you not?
Yes, I am a freelance teacher, yes. Actually, I'm substituting right now in secondary school and in the language school where I studied in my community. And let me tell you, then I'm going to tell you something about that experience, which is very new to me. Well, for the initiating teacher, I would say that the first thing they have to do is join Skype for Education Skype for Education for inspiration, because there you have a lot of projects and a lot of things that come, you know, oh, this can work with me, with my students. Or so the first thing you have to do is to look for inspiration, but it's not just a question of doing this because you like this. It should be with a purpose, and there should be a preparation. And then when you meet someone, you have to establish a connection with that teacher via email, for example, or via Twitter message, and then you sort out the details of what time is it today, what time is it now in your country, what time is it now in my country, and all that. So it takes a while to get used to and to have the confidence in the other person. You have to trust your partner, and it takes a while, a couple of emails, you know, to get to know each other. For instance, with the people in the Hello Little World group, it's like a family today. we had Tony just a while ago. She left, but here we have three members of this community. We meet regularly. We chat every day, but with Mardell, for instance, I don't know how we first met, but we established a relationship of trust via email because we were in this together. Once you have achieved that, well, you will have the energy and the courage to make or to organize your first Mr. Skype session. Because the more you trust your partner, the bolder you become. That's something I have experienced. I know for sure. But you have to trust your partner. Because there can be some technical problems sometimes, or you may maybe you are afraid that your students might misbehave or something, and of course, eventually everything will turn out right, such as this Hangout, but until you get there, you may probably be unsure or you know, nervous, and you need to trust your partner. Or you can join a community of people who have already done this, yes? And now Mardel is telling me that our very first Skype chat was with the grade 4 class down the hall, yes. So it doesn't have to be so much prepared. Sometimes the things, if you want to do it, you just try it, give it a try, and see what happens. And then in the following time, it will be better, probably. In this slide, I wanted to show you some things that happened while I was Skyping. In the top left corner, you can see a picture of Linglin students engaged in trying to look for my location with a globe. And then when they guess the location, I put on my wig that I bought for the FIFA World Cup, which was a very, you know, colorful wig, and they laughed a lot. And I showed them what I had for dessert, which are the strawberries there, and the dulce de leche, which I also showed you. And I also remember that, I don't know how, don't ask me how, but I taught these students from Indonesia how to dance tango. I had two students stand up, and it was a boys' class. They were studying to be mechanics, and I explained them how they had to hold each other to dance tango, and it was so fun, so much fun. They were like 15-year-olds. Well, money. Some kids, and they were second graders, I think, they asked me to, can you show us some money from your country? And you can see there a picture of 100 pesos note, which shows the picture of a famous character, a historical person in our country. Do you recognize, do you know who she is? No, yes?
Perón.
Yes, okay. So the kids didn't know who she was, but I tried to teach them by singing Don't Cry for Me, Argentina. Yes. And of course they laughed a lot, but it was me singing Don't Cry for Me, Argentina. And well, I don't know. They will never forget this lady who was singing to them about some other lady. Okay. And then I asked them what they had, what pictures they had in their money and all that. Next to the money picture, you have it's me, my student who is studying to be a teacher, and a couple of students from America. And they interviewed her. It was not a mystery Skype, but it was a very memorable experience for her because it was the first time that she had the chance to talk to a native speaker, and it was a group of four students who were asking her questions. To me, it was very valuable in terms of the confidence and in terms of, for example, it's something that she has done, and she will never forget about this, and the students in the same. I always, well, the same school below, I often offer myself or give myself as a volunteer to be interviewed. And it's great how these students have mastered the art of interviewing people using online platforms. It's something that should be done today, I mean, while students are at school, so that when they get out of school. They already know how to do it. And then the picture that says thinking, I thought it was very, very clever because as they were looking and thinking about where I was, they showed me that that paper. And it, to me, it was very funny, too. I laughed a lot. And the last picture shows a tweet by another friend from Hello Little World. Her name is Tammy Egestal, and her students. Her students interviewed one of my students, and because it was so hot that day, my student didn't come to class. She was in her house, and Tammy's students interviewed her. But we were, the three of us were in different locations, and this time it was Google Hangouts. And they thanked me via Twitter. Some students, the ones who have blogs, they blog about that and take a picture. And well, but it depends on what you do in the classroom. Below the blog picture, you can see a picture of a river. That's a video I recorded, and I have to give them as a present of a ride along the islands in my city or in my region. I always try to give them to leave them some kind of present as a token of appreciation for the moments that we have. The next one, Vance. Well, this is more or less what I was telling you about. By doing this kind of activities, learning is meaningful, and it's relevant because they have a purpose for asking the questions, and of course it's fun. In all my sessions or all the sessions I've been to, the students were really very having fun. They were engaged, and that is priceless. We modeled etiquette with our students. All of them were very polite. They behaved well. I cannot tell you that I saw students misbehaving. On the contrary, if they were noisy, it was because they were trying to solve the question of where I was, but they were all engaged. As the first step, as I told you, for collaborative global projects, and if you want to find inspiration for global projects, you just have to browse the many sessions in the Global Education Conference archives or go on the internet. There are a lot of projects, inspiration that you can have. You can also introduce concepts of online safety, but students or teachers who are already online are already incorporating this. Of course, we are starting to help our students build a positive online presence, which is also very important if you want to make the web a better place. The next one, Vance?
Okay, while we're on that one, do you know what FUN stands for?
You were the one who introduced this word.
Mm-hmm. Frivolous, unanticipated nonsense. The secret ingredient in classes is have use frivolous, unanticipated nonsense and have fun. So okay. Anyway, that's what that stands for.
Yeah. Okay. Let me tell you something about this slide. In this slide, I used to have two pictures, but before I uploaded the pictures on SlideShare, I erased or I deleted the pictures because I went to the Ministry of Education in Argentina in my country, my district, and I asked for what was the policy for sharing pictures of students, and no one can tell me what the policy was, and eventually they tell me, well, you have to ask ask your principal. It eventually depends on them. And I had two beautiful pictures of a class taken by Sebastian Panakal, who is here with us from India. I told you that I am substituting right now, and I've been summoned several times. There are a lot of teachers, there are a lot of classes that I've been to, and they call you, for instance, half an hour or 15 minutes before the class, and you have to be there. It's not far away, so I walk, and I am there, and I always take my computer, which is the computer that the government gives the teachers, and I always take this. And that time, as usual, I grabbed the computer, I grabbed a flash drive where I have some videos, because you never know what the students know or what the students will be up to doing. And that time, one of the students, I showed them a video, and then the student said, oh, but there is another video. Maybe we can look for it on YouTube. Oh, but we don't have Wi-Fi. Oh, yes, I can give you Wi-Fi with my phone. And so, okay, go ahead. And the student gave me Wi-Fi with the phone. So we watched the suggested video, and I always have Skype on in this computer. And as we were watching the video, there were some messages in the computer with the Skype group that we have, the Hello Little World group. And I asked the students, would you like to talk to someone or to talk with someone from abroad? And they say, hey, well, yes. And so I posted a request, and out came Sebastian, and he started talking with the students in a class where we had two groups, one group on the side, another group on another side. They all got together to see who was there in the screen talking to them. So to me, that was priceless, because we had a group of engaged students asking Sebastian questions about India, and asking them questions that they really were curious about. And do you remember the questions they asked you, Sebastian?
No, I was so excited, I forgot it.
Well, I remember the questions. They asked you why it was that they didn't eat meat in India.
Yes.
They asked you about their clothes, if everyone used to wear traditional clothes, and you explained that no. They asked you about the weather, what was the weather like, and you said that it was 38 or 30 degrees, and they say, whoa, and we have that temperature here in the summer too. But the first question that they asked, you probably don't remember, but the first question they asked Sebastian was, how old are you? And Sebastian said that he was young and that they were old, and they, of course, they laughed a lot. To me, when we finished the conversation, they asked me to do this every day. And they asked me to tell the classroom teacher how to do that, because they wanted to do that every day. I'm just a substitute teacher, and I do the best I can with a 5-minute notice before the class, but to me the students will always remember that they have talked with someone from abroad. That's something I wanted to share, and I hope that more and more students do this, more teachers do this with the students in the future. The next slide, Vans. There are some useful links just in case you want to explore this more, there are teachers who blog about their experiences with lots and lots of information and tips and things, and all everything that I could find, I put them in the useful links Google Doc there. And it's active because it's, yes, thank you. And well, it's not probably necessary to go through all of them today, because it ultimately depends on how fluent you are or what the things you need. There's this information about this was a class I was asked to share with a professional development session, where Mr. Skype was also introduced with Matt Miller and the group. But well, feel free to add your own. I think I don't know if you can add there, but there you have a list of places to go. I host the Edmodo Skype community in Edmodo, and if you want to become a member, you can join me a link. You can send me a request. And those are pictures of my place. And the communities you can probably share if you are interested. Hello, Reinhard. Welcome.
Thanks a lot. Just a few minutes.
Yes. Thank you for joining us. What I wanted you to also, can you probably move to this next slide, Vance? Thank you. I also wanted to tell you that sometimes as teachers, we feel that we are alone, but we are not. So connecting with other teachers makes you feel more confident in the mission that you have, and it's always like-minded teachers that you find. In the following slide, I also wrote a reminder. Remember that it takes two to dance tango. Yes, it takes two to tango, right? So please partner with other educators. It's great. It's a great experience. Your students will thank you. And try to do this. Give it a try. You will not regret it. And in the following slide, I wanted to share with you a big thank you, yes, with another character who is a very famous cartoon character from Argentina. Her name is Mafalda. And she's a girl, and she goes to school, and she's very critical of society, the world. You can Google her. And she's also a character from Argentina. Well, thank you all for being here. Thank you, Vance, for organizing this. And if you have any questions about Mystery Skype, or if you want to give this a try and you want me or anybody in the group to help you, we will be glad to be here for you. That's Sebastian's wife and the origami. Yes, thank you. That's a picture of the river in my region.
Okay, well, that's wonderful. It's nice for everyone to join us. Dave, nice to see you. It's David Wynette there. Reinhard, nice to join. Nice that you joined. And I believe Halima has just dropped in from Uzbekistan. Oh. And Beatrix, nice to see you. Nice to meet you. Is there any last questions before we move on?
Yeah, may I have a word in?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, on July 4th, I'm celebrating American Independence Day here in Kerala, result of this Google connections and Mr. Skype. Two of our friends are visiting India, and we are making it a celebration here. To make it global, I'll be arranging a Google Hangout, and the link, if you click, you will see, I have already invited an African classroom boys to play drums online on that day for the celebration here in Kerala. At the same time, a classroom from Indonesia has taken 10 minutes time from the slot to demonstrate their lion dance, their traditional play. And from Taiwan, Grace Lee's students will be playing flute for me. It is 7-year-old students, a classroom of students playing flute online to the audience here. So it's going to be a global celebration. What I'm trying to do is make this fun also an income-generating activity. At the last Mystery Skype, we played with the Cheryl Kember a new game called Google Virtual Tour. In Virtual Tour, we allocate some money and the number of days holidays to students to travel to different countries and come back within the stipulated time. So I asked them to fly from America to Germany, to Dubai, to Delhi, to Kerala. And in Kerala, I also included the homestay of one of our team, a member of Hello Little World Skypers, run a homestay here, a hotel-like arrangement. So he invited Cheryl here. And then after all the learning, Cheryl and husband decided to visit Kerala. And I'm converting this to a tourism activity here because I invited the tourism minister, then all the tourism business people. They will sponsor my Skype and English training. The tourism companies will sponsor or pay me for my training because they get a custom-made employee to promote their tourism business using the same interaction here on, say, Google Hangout. Because in the end, at the Hangout, the participants here will also mention a local tourism operator's address, their website, etc. In fact, that's what I did to Cheryl, asking her to come to Kerala and stay at Riverside in Muttar, where I teach as well, because he's my colleague who runs this homestay. So, electricity has failed due to thunderstorm. I may go out in the next 5 minutes, okay? But click on it. I'll keep you posted of the developments, and let us see if we can come online on that day, on that July 4, we can celebrate it together. At the same time, these connections are used to develop communication skills in English, where maybe Maria could be teaching some people here in India English communication skills, for which I can also pay her because I get
Sebastian,
people to learn from me.
As you can see, Sebastian is very active helping the people in his community how to use Skype to work. And he helps young people who are young entrepreneurs and ladies too. Yes. Yeah. I also was was involved in many projects by someone who is in the Hangout right now, Reinhardt, and who has made me learn a lot of things, as you, Vance. And I had to learn, for instance, well, Reinhardt, why don't you share some of the things you do with your students in your class, in your school? A few projects that you have had over Skype or over collaboration or presentations.
Still, my microphone is unmuted, so I can tell a little. and I hope everybody can read my voice. Yes, this year I had two fantastic projects running. The last one is still running up to the 22nd of June. The first one was in late autumn, and it was a lunchbox project. I think most of you know what it is. Sharing lunchboxes from all over the world, taking pictures and comment them live in a Hangout or in a Skype meeting.
I had to learn
to... Yes, this year I had two fantastic projects running. The last one is still running up to the 22nd of June. The first one was in late autumn, and it was a lunchbox project. I think most of you know what it is. Sharing... That's a problem with the audio.
Yeah, I think actually, welcome Sabrina. It's nice to see you. And just as she joined, she had the audio interrupted a little bit. But we can hear you fine now, Reinhard. And Sabrina has muted, so no problem. We'll hear from Sabrina and Halim in a
minute. My audio, I think, takes a little before I hear myself. So I'm not sure if you can read my voice simultaneously to the video. So we had this lunchbox project with very great success, and actually running another project which is named Beautiful Places on My Island, where students from different islands present nice sites. And everything is done in English, and yes, I'm not an English teacher, I must say, so I usually embed that language into my regular classes. That means mathematics and chemistry. So we always point out some kind of science into our presentations, and if we talk about beautiful places on an island, and Germany has some of them, then we do not only present some sites, and many people do not know what a beach chair is. We also present some technical facts about how they get their drinking water, for example. On an island surrounded by millions of liters of salt water, and how do they get their drinking water from? That's something I do with my seventh graders Yes, in grade 8, we have an collaboration with an American science institute in the Antarctica, where we have researches about climate change, because penguins are a bio indicator about invite experts, scientists, American scientists, into my classroom, into my chemistry classroom, to tell the students something about the life of penguins living far from any any villages, so on, you know. And they live, scientists live there in a tent, and yes, they report straight from the tent, and by having about -4, -5 degrees in the early spring in the Antarctica, and we prepare some questions about why are these penguins, how do they live, and why are these penguins a bioindicator for climate change, and how is climate change going on in these extraordinary areas in the world. That is something we do, and we always create new ideas and try to do new projects into the regular classes. Sorry, just one sentence. It's not a project-based learning. It's just a usual learning that way. I try to involve this into my classes. Thank you.
Well, as you can see, Vance, there are a lot of things that you can do. At the beginning, you can start by, you know, Mr. Skype can be an excuse. And then you continue doing things and things and things. And I don't know where you get your inspirations, but things come up. Sometimes, I don't know, you get inspired by other teachers. And I just wanted to mention that Reinhard here introduced Sabrina and I from Germany, and we met in Buenos Aires. That's the one of the joys of international and global collaborations. Yes, we met in a street in an avenue in Buenos Aires, and we had never met before, but it was Reinhard who introduced us.
Hello, may I speak to Sebastian?
Sure, this is Halima from Tashkent.
Sebastian, namaste, Sebastian. I like your idea to speak on Skype. Sebastian, I live quite opposite India Cultural Center named after Lal Bahadur Shastri. Yes. Why not to organize some Skype conference dedicated to the Day of Independence of India at Lal Bahadur Cultural Center?
You might probably get in touch together, because once you start doing things with Sebastian.
Yes, Sebastian.
There are lots of things you can do.
Okay. If Sebastian is ready, we can organize this conference on Skype with people who attend all classes at India Cultural Center.
Maybe you could put in the chat here information about how people can make their connections for these purposes.
Yes. I like his YouTube. And Weinhardt is from Germany, yes? You said yes. Reinhard, are you teaching only English as foreign language, or ESP, or maybe academic English? What English do you teach?
He's not teaching English. He's teaching science topics.
Science. Okay.
Works in the field Reinhard, a little bit.
And from Germany, yes? This is very interesting for me, yes. Yeah.
Let's give Sabrina a chance
to see Reinhard's YouTube or Skype too, because we have many people who speak German here and try to speak English.
Maybe Sabrina can talk about what she wants to.
How to connect Mr. Reinhard. Herr Reinhard, wie kann ich Sie connecten? Würden Sie Ihre Adresse schreiben, bitte schön. Danke.
They'll put something in the chat, or we'll put it up at the website, means for, you know, getting in touch with these people, because this is a Hello Little World Skype project, and you can join it, and we'll make sure that information gets in the blog. And so over to Sabrina. We haven't heard from you yet. I think make this the last word, because my wife is fixing dinner.
Yeah.
It's that time of evening here. It's getting dark, as you can see. Okay.
Alrighty.
So Sabrina, so how did you met Maria on the sidewalk, and
thing ever that has happened to me. I actually met Reinhard. I don't even remember how. I think I posted a question or something, and you helped me. Is that correct? Could that be? Okay, right. Then so then we kept on talking, because we were trying to do this mystery location call, and all of a sudden I get an email from him telling me that Maria from was doing this artisanal conference in Buenos Aires, where I'm from. So we actually got in touch, and we met at a corner of a place very close to my school. Had coffee right before I went to class, and it was just the weirdest thing. I mean, you meet somebody from your own country thanks to somebody from around the world that I've never even met before. So, and anyway, this is my first Hangout, so be patient with me. Sorry about the microphone being on, and then I kind of left because my dog started barking, and oh well. You're making dinner, I'm making lunch. So,
how do you feel that Skype compares with Hangout?
I like the fact that you can have more people in it. I don't know if you can do so with Skype. I guess you can't. No, is that so? Maybe up to three, four.
I think you can. I think you can have multiple users. I'm not sure how many in Skype.
Up to 10?
I do it with my family. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think I've done this with my family.
Mm-hmm. All right. I don't know. I don't have a lot of experience on it, so I wouldn't be able to tell the difference between them. But I guess that, I don't know. I'm more of a Google girl, so I would probably choose Hangouts over Skype. But the idea behind it, it's practically the same. So.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for joining us. And
thank you for having me.
Try to stop in the next few minutes so that I can smell seafood. Thank you very much, Maria, for coming on and telling
us, thank you, and bringing
these enthusiastic people with you, and I really appreciate that. It's just nice to meet you. You know, by the way, you can, if anybody wants, Sebastian's event is July 4th, which happens to be a Saturday. But if you have events on a Sunday, you could combine them with Learning Together. This is a Learning Together event. So we'd love to hear more about your, this is what we do. We connect with people. We're teachers connecting with teachers, but we're part of a Webheads in Action, Webheads group that started, we've been doing this since 1998, so interacting with students online, ESL students, and more recently, teachers. So we've been doing Learning Together since 2010, once a week, so you know there are hundreds of archived sessions that we've done, and we're always looking for sessions. It turns out, though, that on July 4th, I'll be on my way to Spain, actually, because there was a conference there in Tarragona. So, anyhow, and the 5th, I think I'll probably be doing something from Spain. But I don't know. We'll see how it connects. You can certainly, we can certainly post your events in the Learning Together Wiki, and then we can announce them that way. So you're welcome to send us information or post yourself into the Wiki. So, anyway. Many connections between Hello Little World and Learning Together.
Learning Together, yes. Well, we're in this boat together, yes. So, Beatrix, please be in touch. We don't know if you teach English or not, or we didn't let you talk about that.
Oh, yeah, okay, no problem. I've been teaching English here in Oman, you know, Middle East. So, I've been here for... Now, this is my 1.5 year and some month, and
okay.
Mostly my recent experiences are all connected with the Middle East and especially Oman.
Yeah, I lived in Oman for 10 years, and right now I'm in the UAE, and I was at Sultan Qaboos University for 10 years in Muscat.
Yeah.
Where are you?
Ibrit.
Oh, Ibri, okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The middle of the desert, 3 hours from any civilization. Yeah.
Oh, well, it's a short drive from UAE, coming in from Mazid. Yeah. Okay. Anyhow, well, nice to know you're there. So maybe we'll wave if we pass by. And Sebastian had a power outage for a while there. His camera was dark. We could just see the glow of his cell phone where he was making the connection. He was keeping connected on his cell phone. But anyway, he's back online now. Okay, well, and Reinhard, thanks a lot for joining us. We certainly appreciate the wealth of information that you bring to this. This is an opportunity for people to learn more about their world for sure. So this is May 31st, 2015. And yeah, any last word? Go for it. And then we'll say goodnight.
Thank you again for joining us, and we hope to meet you again. Please stay in touch.
Will do, will do. Okay. Have a nice dinner.
Okay. Good night.
Enjoy your Sunday, and have a nice day ahead.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay.